I'm a pretty good driver. In fact, just today, someone complimented me on my driving. They left a note under my windshield wiper. It said, parking fine.
Thanks for joining us today. You're listening to Laugh Again with Phil Calloway.
I was driving to work one morning when I noticed a woman driving 65 miles an hour in the next lane, her face close to the mirror, putting on eyeliner. Next thing you know, she was halfway into my lane, still putting on her makeup. Now, I don't scare easily, but she startled me so badly I dropped my electric shaver, which knocked the donut out of my other hand. In the confusion of trying to straighten out the car with my knees against the steering wheel, my phone, which was pinched between my shoulder and my ear, slipped and fell into the coffee between my legs, ruined the phone, soaked my pants, and disconnected an important call. Okay, that's not true. I walk to work each morning, and sometimes I'm guilty of texting while walking. But I leave my phone alone when I drive. I hope you do too. There's a bumper sticker that says, honk if you love Jesus, text while driving if you want to meet him. Please put down your phone, your eyeliner, and your electric razor when you're driving. I've been told that if you're caught driving this way where I live, it'll cost you $287 and 3 demerit points on your license. But the fine for distracted driving is nothing compared to the cost of distracted living. Here are 5 things that can distract us from the joy-filled life. 1. Busyness. Our lives get so loaded with assignments, deadlines, and appointments that we forget to stop and watch a sunset, to play with a child, to be still, to pray. 2. Phones. I know someone who went to his daughter's piano recital but missed her part because he was watching a Toronto Blue Jays game on his phone. The Jays play 162 times a year. Our daughters don't. Hey, I'm all for watching something together or watching golf on a Sunday afternoon. I'm telling you, nothing helps me sleep quite like golf on TV. The commentators even whisper, Bob, I believe he has chosen a one wood, or that could be a putter. How thoughtful of them. But let's make sure our screens find their way to the edges of our lives, not to the middle. The 3rd thing is stuff. Advertisers holler at us from TVs and billboards, buy our stuff, you miserable people. And we believe them. We buy stuff we don't need with money we don't have to impress people we don't like so we can get air miles we're too busy to use. The 4th distraction, worry. We waste years obsessing over all that could go wrong. We fret about the future and it distracts us from enjoying the present. Because worry robs today of its joy. It robs us of great memories and hearty laughter. God didn't wire us to carry tomorrow's burdens today. Let's lay them down. The 5th distraction is comparison. We let someone else's greener grass, happier children, and more Twitter followers distract us and steal our joy. Instead, let's give thanks for what God has given us. Today, right here, right now. Charlie worked at a factory for 20 years. Each night he left the factory pushing a wheelbarrow. The guard at the gate would search through the straw, find nothing, and motion Charlie through. At Charlie's retirement party, the guard asked him, "You've walked out of here every night for 20 years. You've been stealing something. Your secret's safe with me, Charlie. Tell me what it is. It's driving me crazy." Charlie smiled and replied, "Wheelbarrows." When we focus on the distractions of life, we won't even realize we're being robbed. A friend has this on his mirror from Hebrews 12, "Let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles, and let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us, looking unto Jesus." What a great place to start this day on the pathway to joy.
It may sound early to plan a winter retreat in 2020, but now is the time to make sure your spot is guaranteed for the 2020 Laugh Again Southern Caribbean Cruise. We've added a couple of extra days to this trip, so join us February 7th to 16th, 2020, for 9 days aboard Royal Caribbean's Explorer of the Seas, visiting Aruba, Curaçao, Bonaire, and more. Check it out at laughagain.ca or in the U.S. at laughagain.us. Laugh Again. Truth bringing laughter to life.